The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. There's the music. We are back with fresh coffee and hoping to hear from you on 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we do have Lee in Towson on the line. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I was thinking the other day with... You know, always think back to what got me started in fishing, and
yep.
I had to go way back. My father had a couple old, I don't even know what make they were. They were steel, actually little steel fishing rods with, I think the line fishing line was called Dacron back
Dacron,
then.
Dacron, oh yeah, Dacron fish, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And we went to Pierce's Cove at Loch Raven. And he set us up with a Dacron. I don't know that there was monofilament back then, but regardless, we were fishing for bluegills in the cove, and that was one of my first experience ever fishing was at Loch Raven.
Right.
And you know, catching our own worms. I remember going around under rocks and whatnot, trying to find worms.
Oh, yeah, I was under rock guy. I did that too. That's for sure.
Yeah, but those good memories.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think we were talking with your daughter-in-law Bree.
Yeah.
Your new future co-host.
I don't know if she'll go with that, but yeah, maybe.
Alan, you don't know how much after what you've been through. I thoroughly enjoyed last week's show with her. She what a sweetheart.
She is. She's very sweet.
I'll be excited to meet her.
Well, you will.
I will. Regardless, I just got me thinking about, you know, my father and grandfather and experiences I had with, you know, early experiences with my father, you know,
sure.
That really got me into more so fishing. My father was not into hunting at all.
No, mine was not into hunting. He had taken some deer in his life. Of course he served in the military, but, he was not a fisherman either. So I was the guy that, all right, real quick, kind of. So the first nursing home, he was a cop. My dad was a cop. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He was a railroad policeman for 12, 13 years on the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Uh-huh.
He was a sergeant. Sergeant when he came out of the Army, sergeant in the police force.
Uh-huh.
And he and his other buddy on the police force were both furloughed. They both were politically connected, and they both wound up with county jobs. My dad was a nursing home administrator, and his buddy became administrator of the children's home, which was the, you know, basically the orphanage in the county. So my dad had a crew in the maintenance department that they were all outdoorsmen, George and Bill and just a bunch of them. And they were subscribers to Pennsylvania Game News, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, Sports Afield, and they'd bring all their back issues in to read. Then they were they had them on a table there in a chair sitting there in the maintenance department. And little 6-year-old Lloyd Allen, he decided he was going to start reading this stuff. Well, I was a good reader, and I got fascinated by people like H.G. Tapley and Russell Annabelle and Jack O'Connor, and started reading all these adventures, you know. And I'm thinking, man, I would love to be one of these guys that goes hunting and fishing and writes about it. Early on, 6, 7 years old. Well, Dad was not a fisherman, but George invited, the head of the maintenance department invited my dad to go fishing. And he went. And he got hooked. And it wasn't too long that I was out fishing, and it wasn't too long that Dad bought a boat and a motor, and it wasn't too long that he had rented a slip at Prince Gallitzin State Park, and we fished Lake Glendale or Glendale Lake, and it wasn't long that we were going to the Juniata River, and it wasn't long that Dad was going to Canada for a week with the guys, and so it was a progression, you know. So
you got Dad started.
Basically. Well, I kind of got interested. Yeah, I think I kept him going in the same way with hunting. You know, I got interested in hunting, and we went to where the heck did we go? J.C. Penney's maybe, and bought guns back in the day. Okay. And I got a 30-30 lever action, and Dad got he had a bad eye, so he also got a lever action. Spent a little more money on his gun than he did on mine. He bought a Model 88 Winchester in .284. And I'm like, Dad, why did you get the .308? Oh, I like this one. Okay, that's fine. So, yeah. So, I mean, it was quite a childhood I had. That's for sure.
You got another early experience with my father was, I'll never forget. We go down to Harrison's at Tillman Islands. You know, on the buddy plan.
Oh, good God.
Dad, we'd be out, and this was towards the latter of when the moratorium, prior to the moratorium, and Buddy Harris, he wanted everybody to catch their rockfish and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And so I guess you call it drawing straws or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget the captain yelling, Roy, my, you know, being my father,
right?
Your turn's up. Well, I said, Mr. Harrison, my father's sleeping down in the cabin because he was in the Navy. And he always loved to sleep on his ships. He said if there was a pastime where he had free time, he wanted to. So he was down in the cabin sleeping. He goes, my father gave me his turn. He goes, well, go ahead and reel the fish.
Nice. Nice.
Your dad's down there snoring.
Exactly.
But his excitement of these fishing trips was just getting out on the water, and that it was such a pleasure for him. You'd see him sitting there in a lawn chair. He'd be fast asleep, but his the pleasure of fishing was always there, and the experience of just you know, being in a boat on the Chesapeake Bay. So it was not a true fisherman, you know, fisherman, but just a getting out experience was my father completely. So it was and always the camaraderie within the group there. You know, it was always a group of his Kiwanis Club guys, and they would bring their sons, which I was fortunate enough to get to go on a lot of those trips down there.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Did you ever see the video, Captain Buddy video?
Oh my God. with the dancing girls.
Oh yeah, putting the gold watch on and the cowboy boots and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure my group of supported his jewelry adventure.
No doubt.
All good. Yeah, those were the. I remember him playing that at the. I think it was at the Timonium show there. He had that video going there.
Oh yeah.
I think he actually he had some of the girls there.
He probably did. Did. My favorite Captain Buddy story.
Uh-huh.
Buddy calls up the county and he says, I have a shed on my property I need to tear down. Do I need a permit?
Uh-huh.
And the county says, yep. he says, all right. So he gets a permit. Inspector comes out. He goes, buddy, he says, you got asbestos shingles on this. So he said, what's that mean? He said, well, we have to do an abatement and get rid of them for you. Well, how much does that cost? Well, the size of that shed is going to be about $5,000. He says, $5,000? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. Next thing you know, buddy calls up the county and says, is there a fine for arson? And he said, yep. He said, how much is it? He said, $2,000. He said, okay, thanks.
Wow, that's awesome.
The next thing is that shed was leveled.
That's awesome, yeah.
Hey, save three grand, right? Oh, man. Yeah, he was quite a guy, no question. So.
Oh, that was how he rolled. That's for sure.
He and Bill Burton were big buddies. So.
Oh, Alan, I don't know if I were one of the youngest adventures down there. All my dad's Kiwanis group. One of them, Mr. Trigg, could play the piano, and they all would get around the piano, all just having a good old time drinking. And Bill Burton, my father, Harrison, Buddy, Mr. Captain Buddy, and
yep,
all singing. And it was and they would carry a tune. It would get loud, and I remember trying to they go on to hours in the night, and I'd be back on one of those flea bag ridden those little cabin things you would sleep in.
Yeah.
With the screen doors.
Wow.
Trying to get to sleep, so because we had to get up early and eat those oyster fritters for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, oyster. Well, they did make a good oyster fritter. I'll give them that.
Yes, they did. So. You did eat well with your chicken box for your lunch, but.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Man.
All that group, it was such a pleasure to have experienced that as a kid. You know, that was the full experience.
That was the buddy plan, that's for sure. Well, you know, my wife Kathy worked for Popeyes, did their payroll for 800 people in their 15 franchises.
Right.
Okay, and she worked for the guy that owned the franchises. Well, Pepsi came in and invited all the employees on a fishing trip, and they went to Harrison's, and she said, "I don't know about these accommodations." She goes, "I don't know about these accommodations. I don't know if Pepsi knew what they were getting into, but they get out in the boat. They get out in the boat, and they're bailing trout. I mean, Buddy pulled up on a spot, and Captain Buddy was her captain. Buddy pulls up on the spot, right, and they're bailing trout. I mean, they're really catching them, and all of a sudden, here comes this other boat." And I don't know if Buddy backed up on this guy or this guy was already there, but the two boats got into a shouting match. And here are these executives from Pepsi. And the language, you know, that was flying back and forth. And the cussing and the accusations and everything else. I guess it made for a spectacular day that you would have probably liked to have as the second Captain Buddy video. Oh, man. She said that was something else. She said we're all sitting there. We're keeping our mouths shut. We're just sitting there with our fishing rods. And all these two captains were going at it, you know. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, hey, I gotta let you go, man. I got to let you go.
Alan, I'll see you.
Thanks. I appreciate the memories, man. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we have to take a break. Good grief. We get caught up in strolling down memory lane and kind of forget to come back out to the studio. So if you're going to have a fish fry, you're going to have a crab feast, or you're going to have a family reunion, a cookout or whatever, well, Backyard Billy's can help you with all of that. Tables and chairs in all sizes, colors, and shapes. Everything for the backyard that you need. Adirondack chairs for Uncle Bob sitting on the deck. barbecue grills, like the Big Green Egg. If you want to smoke a brisket or if you want to fry up some burgers or cook up some burgers, you can do that. Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, Traeger, they're all there. And then any kind of furniture that you need. I mean, they've got the deck umbrellas if you want. If it's too sunny and you want to sit in the deck and roll out the big umbrella, you can do that. If the kids want to play on the gym set, you've got that. You got the shed over there to store all that extra stuff in. You've got the greenhouse on the other side of the property. You can grow your own garden with no fear of squirrels or rain or scorching sun or anything like that. And they even have a shed greenhouse combo. You can keep your dog in the kennel. You can keep your chickens in the coop. All of this from Backyard Billy's. This wonderful place is on Drummer Drive, right there in Graysonville, right off Evans Avenue. The exit there is exit 44B, Evans Avenue, off of Route 50. Phone number, 410-827-4500. The website is backyardbillies.com. The Facebook page is Hearth America. And if you want to make your backyards great again, it's Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Rand in 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Halethorpe is your full-line Browning dealer. If you are into shotgun shooting sports, I'm going to talk about the Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I series of over-and-under shotguns. They have trap-specific, they have Sporting Clays, they have Upland. If you like a good over-and-under shotgun, if you like the feel, the look, the way it shoots, you've got two shots. If you like that style, I see them at every Sporting Clays range I go to. The Citori by Browning. It's a fine gun. It comes in all different models and from, you know, one price point to the other. You can go all the way up to the, you know, the White Lightning if you want with the engraving on the sides and all that. It's a beautiful firearm. Over and under shotgun, Satori CXT, the Satori White Lightning, the Satori Field Model. That's the one to take a look at if you like it. They also carry the 8X Bolt Hunter if you're looking for a high-power center fire rifle available in all calibers. It's the X-Bolt Hunter. It's the moderate version of the X-Bolt Medallion, or the, you know, the one with the shiny walnut stock and the blue, you know, the shiny blue barrel. This is the Hunter model. This is the one that you want to carry. It's a little less visible, but it shoots just as well. The X-Bolt Hunter model from Browning. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, again in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. The website is clydesportshop.com. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957 and open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, visit Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call
Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, Hank. Country boy can survive. No matter what hits him, he can survive. 410 WCBM 680. Let's say good morning to Clay. Clay, thank you for staying during the break. I apologize for the lengthy wait.
No, it's no problem. It wasn't long. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Clay.
I got to love the Buddy Harrison stories.
Oh, man.
They're just never ending.
Have you ever seen the video?
No, I have not. I'd like to.
Do you go online? Do you go on YouTube or any of that stuff?
Occasionally, I do.
Just put in your search engine, Buddy Harrison Tillman, and the first video will pop up. It is unbelievable. The opening scene is he's putting on this big gold watch, close up of his hand, and he's fastening this big gold watch around his wrist. And then he's pulling up his leather cowboy boots on bare legs, I might add. So it's actually hilarious. So anyway.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, you do.
Wanted to call and say hi and let Reno know how much I liked hearing her on the radio last week. That was very entertaining.
Oh, Brent, she's a sweet girl. She really is. She's probably listening, I would imagine. And she's handling so much of this stuff for her mom. It's unbelievable. We went to the bank yesterday, and she works at the local bank, which is great. And so she's known people that she's worked with for years there. I think she's been there 18 years. And we got some stuff straightened out, and we're still working on some stuff. But, you know, she – and then from there we went to went to her mother's place. Hi, Ma, if you're listening. And Bree took her grandmother's phone home. That it had an update, and worked with that a little bit, and took it back over last night. And she just t-ball with the two kids last night. So, Bree has just been going nonstop, and she has no idea how much I appreciate her and how much I love her. So,
I'm sure she does.
Yep, she sure does. So, and I hope everybody that shows up at the Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center next Saturday from 1 to 4 for Robin's Celebration of Life gets to meet Bree and talk to her a little bit. I'm sure she'll. And Robin's sister and Robin's mother and some others who are going to be there. So we'll just have a great time. It's called a celebration of life. You know, there'll be tears, but hopefully there'll be a lot of laughter and a lot of smiles because Robin touched so many lives, and she didn't want people just being sad. She wants people to be happy. So.
Right. I know. I love the expression that she used about the conga line. That was a great expression. She didn't want a conga line walking past her at a funeral.
That's right. That's right.
That was pretty good.
No question.
I've always felt like that with the open casket. I mean, don't do that.
I know.
I don't want. Except that I thought maybe one day instead I'll make a recording. That you can put under my casket, and I'll say, "Hi there, thanks for coming by. Don't I look good?"
Oh my God, Clay! You know what? That's great. That's great.
I would love to do that.
I have a friend who shot a grizzly bear with a bow. Shot a moose. Used the remains of the field dressing for the moose to draw. To attract a grizzly bear. And the grizzly bear was getting a little too close to camp, even though the bait was pretty far away. So they set up on this grizzly bear, and he shot it with a bow. When he had the grizzly bear mounted, he had a speaker put in with a remote. And he has this bear mounted standing on a base, okay? And when somebody walks by, he'll hit the remote, and the bear will turn and growl.
There are a series of videos, speaking of videos, of a snowman on an advertisement outside a store on a city street, but it's actually somebody inside of it.
Oh, that's great.
And as people walk by, it'll turn towards them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yep.
The reaction is really funny.
Well, I just sent the Buddy Harrison video to you and to Lee as well, since we're talking about him. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You got it.
And I needed to get in on the drawing, so
okay.
So I did that.
And you're in.
Maybe I can continue my tradition of donating it back.
Well, let's see what happens.
If I win.
Let's see what happens. You got as good a shot as anybody there, Clay. That's for sure.
There
the random number generator. I'm just sad my random number generator MC is not here with us to do those drawings. So,
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right.
Have a good week, man.
Thanks, Clay. See you, buddy. Let's talk to John in Catonsville. Morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, Alan. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Yep. Appreciate it.
I had a question. My granddaughter, next opening day, will be 3 years old. So
okay.
I was wondering if you could suggest a couple of places I could take her for fishing, to learn about fishing, and you know, some place that's accessible for a kid, and where maybe the fish are a little bit more willing to.
Where do you live?
To bite. I live in Catonsville.
Catonsville?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the name of the lake out there in Columbia.
Okay, I know what Kitimatu.
Centennial Lake.
Oh, Centennial Lake. Okay, yeah.
Go out there. Go out there. Drive around. See what's accessible. It's a nice place. There's plenty of panfish there. The other place would be Piney Run Park out in Carroll County, there outside of Eldersburg, right off Liberty Road. There's a beautiful fishing pier there and plenty of willing bluegills. You can stand right on the fishing pier or the dock and dunk a barber, and you'll see the fish swimming around. So a little piece of worm on a hook and bobber, you'll do great.
Wonderful. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Have a great one. There he goes. All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron, when you get a chance, take a look at that video.
Will do.
All right. Any callers on the line at the moment?
We are all caught up.
All caught up. Well, that's not good. Yep, that's not good. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here. Love to hear from you. Talk about fishing. Talk about, you know, fishing with your dad, how you got started. Any of that kind of stuff. We've got two grandkids now that are equipped with rods and reels. We just got to get a minute to head out there and get them on the creek. They were fishing last year. Robin, I think that was probably her last fishing trip when we went with the kids. And, you know, the catfish were biting and caught a couple perch and that type of thing. And, you know, got to just get them calmed down to kind of teach them how to cast a little bit. It's not like throwing a baseball. However, my grandson is getting pretty good at pitching that ball from, you know, on T-ball, pitching that ball from basically the pitcher's mound to first base. He did pretty good last night. So, and Brindley's a better swinger and a better hitter than Jameson. Jameson likes to do the chop, you know. He likes to do the chop down on the ball. We got to get him to get that swing leveled out a little bit. Brindley's got it. She can do the swing. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, Tridelphia is another good one there, Clay, too, that's for sure. Piney Run, thank you, Bill, for that suggestion. Yep, Piney Run and any place the kids can just stand on a dock and, you know, cast 4 feet. And watch the fish bite, you know? Yep. All right. Oh, mercy. Take a little break there. Yep, Tridelphia is good. Tridelphia, we had featured a fish years ago when I started Fishing and Hunting Journal back in the early 90s. Some kid had caught an 8-pound 1-ounce smallmouth bass out of Tridelphia. 8 pounds, 1 ounce. 3 ounces shy of the state record, which came out of Liberty. And I know there's big smallmouth like that. I know it. I understand it. So just got to hook one up myself, you know, on the bucket list to catch a 6-pounder. So caught them close, pretty close, really close, you know, 5'10", 5'11", 21 and a half. I'd like to just break that record, but eventually I'll have one on the wall, a reproduction of some smallmouth that I caught with some pretty markings on the side, but I haven't caught the one yet, and I've caught hundreds of them. So the one, you know, that television show, the one, well, that's the one I'm looking for. So we'll see what happens. All right, Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Before we go to Mike, let's go to Joe in Parkville. Then we'll go to Mike. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. And again, condolences, like everybody else. And
thank you, sir.
The other thing I was going to say is you brought back some memories, even talking about Pennsylvania Game News, because the next-door neighbor to where I lived in Kensington had a farm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good magazine. Good.
Yeah.
Magazine.
Do you remember the archery guy Keith Schuyler?
I don't off the top of my good golly, we're going back, you know, 50.
Oh yeah. Well, I fished Keith Schuyler's pond. He had the most emaciated looking largemouth bass I ever saw in my life. They'd bite. But you catch it.
To simplify life for those that are trying to get the kids fishing, you know, a friend of mine said, grab a pack of hot dogs. He says, what you don't use for the hot dogs with fishing, he says, you end up eating them.
So you can eat your bait. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've heard hot dogs.
Man, those bluegills love them.
Hot dogs? Cut up a hot dog, piece of hot dog? Yeah, you got to be able to cut them small enough to get them in the bluegill's mouth. But, yeah, you're right. That's a good idea.
Not hard to cut a hot dog, man.
I've cut, you know, it's crazy. People have all these techniques and so forth for these stock trout, these put-and-take trout.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught them on jelly worms.
Oh, yeah.
I caught them on an orange rind on the back of a MEP spinner.
Wow.
You know, they'll eat anything. I cut one open one day and had a cigarette butt in its belly. So, you know, if it fits in their mouth, they're going to eat it. Yeah, you know, you don't need some Velveeta cheese, you know.
My first experience with fishing was when I was first Holy Communion, and they decided to take a Sunday afternoon afterwards, and we went up to Gambrel State Park up above Frederick.
Oh, yeah.
And a little pond up there, and my grandfather was the one who told me to spit on the bait.
Oh yeah, and you know that has a basis in science.
I have heard that, but I have done it ever since I was 7 years old, and I'm now in my 70s.
Nothing wrong with that. Spitting on your bait has sound biological science behind it, because your saliva in your mouth is meant to break down food.
Mm-hmm.
And it will remove the odors from your bait.
Well, there you go.
How about that?
I always learn something from you. And by the way, a shout out to Clyde, your wonderful place out there.
It is indeed. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Let's talk to Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. Hello, Mike. Sorry, Mike had to leave us. Give us a call back. While you're doing that, Mike, call Dan in Pasadena. Yep. Good morning, Dan. How are you? Hello, Dan in Pasadena. Wow, I'm sorry, you guys. Well, let's go to the break, then maybe we can get them to call back, Mike and Dan, all right? Let's talk about backyard billies one more time. Guess what happened? The door is open. The dogs are out. It must be in the 60s still this morning, and when I opened the door, room cooled down a little bit. Bingo, just like that. The insert came on and is warming up the room. Now, I either got to shut the door or spend the money on the gas. So once the dogs come in, we'll shut the door and everything will be good. But Robin and I had selected an EX35 Enviro gas fireplace insert after we shopped a few places here on Delmarva, and we're not happy with one thing or another. Wouldn't return our calls, didn't have the product knowledge, unfriendly personnel. Well, you don't have to worry about that at Hearth America at Backyard Billies. They've got the friendly staff, they've got the knowledge, the product knowledge, they've got the selection, they've got the expertise to do all the installation. As I mentioned earlier, one of our listeners suggested that perhaps Backyard Billies was at the Vatican and installed the chimney there this week for the selection of the new Pope. And if they did, it certainly functioned well. It the black smoke came out when it was supposed to, the white smoke came out when it was supposed to, but I don't think Hearth America at Backyard Billy's had anything to do with that. It's a rumor and speculation. So why not stop by and see the entire selection of gas fireplace, well, any insert, gas, pellet, electric, wood, freestanding wood and pellet stoves, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Or you can visit the website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, phone number 410 827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, coming from the bridge, or right off Evans Avenue, right off Route 18, which is not far from Seebeck, where we'll be on Saturday. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth and Merry Get Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. And one more time for Clyde Sports Shop. If you're a crabber, Clyde Sports Shop has anything and everything you need for crabbing. They have the open-top traps. They have the nets. They have the steamers. They have their own seasoning. They have the measures, the gloves, and all the little stuff you need while you're on the boat. They have raw trot line. They have rigged trot line. They have trot line parts. So for crabbing or any, and they have the bait for any type of fishing, any crabbing that you'd like to do, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. ClydeSportsShop.com, Clyde's Sport Shop, two S's in the middle, .com is the website. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, right off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's been around since 57. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier,
fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
All right, enough of Davy Crockett. All right. We've heard enough about Congress these days, haven't we? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Thank you for the kind words, Mark. I appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words, Christina. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Christina asked if the listeners were allowed to attend the celebration of life for Robin. Of course, it's open to anybody, and you know the hours are 1 to 4. Stay as long as you like, and if anybody would like the link to the information, just text or email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. The link has been updated. That's on the funeral home site. We updated that the other day with information about the celebration of life. But next Saturday at CBEC, Chesapeake Bay Environmental Center. So how about that? Let's see. Aaron, anybody on the line at the moment? Did anybody call back? Nobody called back. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope they do. So let's see. Yep. I'll get to some of these texts here in a Lee, to answer your question, he broke them. I won't share the question, but I'll share the answer. He broke them. Recreationally and commercially. What's that? Okay, let's talk to Mike. I can hardly hear you, buddy. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Good. Not much. I heard you in there talking about fishing. I went a couple days this week.
Yeah?
We got out to Pretty Boy, me and Gary.
Right.
Yeah, we caught some nice ones. A lot of smaller fish.
Yeah,
I think the females are done.
I think they're done. Now. Yeah, the bucks are probably guarding a nest now. Right now, I would think you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I went to Liberty the day before yesterday, and we caught 18.
Nice.
Again, all male fish, but
yeah,
they were feisty ones, like 2 pounders, 2.5 pounders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had probably 1 or 2 over 3.
Wow.
But, yeah, we were just fishing with jigs and caught me. Both of us, me and the other guy, about fishing with jigs.
Yeah, well, hey, look, you put anything you put in a nest, they're going to smack it, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, well, we weren't looking for nests. We were just going along the shoreline, throwing in there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well, good.
The element of surprise is better than watching them pick it up. unless, of course, it's a 9-pound smallmouth.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'll tell you, we had one fish. We had actually a couple fish. One fish we worked for an hour and couldn't see it. See the line move and boom. See the line move, drop it. See the line move, drop it. See the line move, set the hook, pulled out of its mouth. I mean, I don't know how many times that fish picked that bait up, but you know how they are. And it's frustrating. Frustrating.
Yeah.
But if you stay there long enough to catch it, then, you know, all that frustration's worth, especially if it's a, you know, 4-pounder, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
So. All right, Mike, appreciate the call, man.
All right, buddy. Sorry I lost you earlier. We could have chatted a little longer, but I'll catch you next week.
Yep, you got it. All right, man, all right, thanks.
Buddy.
See ya. Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep. All right. Well, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Quick call, maybe. If you're in there right away, we will be glad to talk to you about that. So, Let's see. I think that's what I wanted to send you, John. Yep, that's it. There you go. For a laugh, John B., enjoy that video. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. If you get in now, maybe, just for a minute. So, Aaron, are you busy this week?
Not much.
No?
Pretty easy week so far and a pretty relaxing weekend on schedule, but you know that can always change in an instant.
That's true. Want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you who have given birth, and those of you who are mothers who have, you know, adopted children. My mother was one of those, and I give her all the credit in the world that she put up with me throughout my whole childhood and into my adult life, and just want to wish all the mothers out there a lot of love, including the ones in our family that are listening. I think they're listening. They'll never call. They'll never text. They'll never tell me they're listening. But I'll see them later, and they'll say, I heard your show this morning. So, Bree, Ma, Chris, Debbie, all y'all, thank you for listening, and Happy Mother's Day to all of you as well. All right, there we are. When does the music start, Mr. Aaron? 20 seconds. I'm glad to hear that. 20 seconds. Yeah, I saw this video, Lee. How about that? There you go. All right. I will forward that link to you, Christina, that's for sure. I guess you didn't see the image I sent, but the location is Seebeck, 600 Discovery Drive in Graysonville. All right. I'll send that link to you, Christine. Glad to do it. There's the music, finally, to rescue me. Well, thank you all for calling, texting, emailing this morning. I really appreciate it. It's a good show. We got to talk about a lot of stuff, including a dinoflagellate, which somebody mentioned refers to perhaps an old fart, but don't know. Anyway, get out, stay safe. Remember your mom. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Love your family. Hug your family. Keep them close. Tell them you love them. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station.